crave. I have lived long enough to know the ebb of blood through the veins of emptied arms, to know which wind will carry memories gracefully away, to let go of the idea of wanting someone to watch over me at rest. From just behind the open door, while I shower. And yet, what beckons greatly and returns with vigor is to crave. Not just wanting, like a sleep-blinded babe at a teat, the animal within seeking greedily the life from within another. Sloppily hanging on, pushing out weaker comers until your belly lifts you from the task. Not just staggering onto half of a glass and making the next perspective easier. Not just yielding and waning, vexing through a shadow of thirst with recently wetted lips. Craving is its own penny, the start of something that has no foreseeable end, something found or gifted or lost or earned, that opens up suddenly and graciously and invitingly. It borrows all of your unused begging into an oyster-bothering speck of dirt and hangs in for the licking and lapping and longing to begin. Craving gleans the edges of the not yet sowed field. It taunts this and that idea of knowing what truly can come of it all. It beckons an easing of the earth. It presses the softest petals into the aperture of cured asphalt. It does not remind what has been opened to close. Craving is seeing how you loved water on the faces of those children at play, that you lifted your sunglasses to rest on the crown of your twist and smiled from your soul through your eyes at the tiny girl whose father is already in trouble for getting her hair wet, but who used his t-shirt and gracious laughter to dry her water-drenched brow, then let her go back for more. Craving is knowing that you do not want to leave this moment with me. Do not wish for fresher air or fewer sprays on the splashing winds made by these smiling, life-living children of all hues in the sun of this day. Out with me, with you. Craving begs a self-taken photo from my cell phone camera. It does not allow me to impose on the friendly father with his drenched belly. He has already smiled at what is on the way for this moment. He has sent his child back to the water, back to another surprise shower burst, back to purse her lips and try to take a drink from the falling lake. It has caught her imagination. It has grown into one of her first real and complete ideas. Together, we can see that she is learning to anticipate, learning to stamp and stomp and dance her feet above the last sprouting place, learning and leaning into having known a drenching joy once already, and